Okay, everybody, today's daf is Yuma daf Lamed Aleph. We are, again, difficult times still in Eretz Yisrael, so our shir is b'schus Arifu Shalema for those who have been injured by the rocket fire, and obviously, Mitzvah Shem, that we should have shalom and peace in Eretz Yisrael as soon as possible. Yeah, so we're here at the bottom of Lamed Amud Beis, but Amar Lei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. If you remember yesterday, we had a couple of machloksim, one between Ben Zoma and Rabbi Yehuda. That was machlokas whether the tevila that the Kohen would go to through at the beginning of the day, right, whether that was the Araisa or the Rabbanan. Right? We said again, the Mishnah pointed out, "In Adam Nichnas Lazar Lavoda El Achi Yitbol Afilu Tahar." Right? Even if he's Tahar. Right, he has to go to the mikvah, and Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Ben Zoma said it was de'oraisa from a Kal Vachomer, but Rabbi Yehuda said it was just what they called a srach tefila, just to remind the Kohen to check and think about whether he was tameh. Then we saw Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether a metzora, in terms of his taharing process, if he has to go to the Beis HaMikdash, if he has to go to the mikvah, right, upon his return to the Beis HaMikdash, to stick his hands and his feet through the Sharnikanor to get the blood put on them and become tahar. So the question is, does he have to go into a mikvah before he goes on Har HaBayis, right? Before he goes, partially at least, goes on to Har HaBayis. So Rabbi Yehuda had said, no, that Mitzorayim do not. And the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, said that he does still have to go to the mikvah on the morning of the eighth day in his procedure, even though the night before, right on the seventh day, that the Mitzora already has gone to the mikvah. So now the Gemara says, where is it here? Yeah, now I lost it. Amar Lei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. So the last line on the Amud. No, just kidding. Is that where we left off? No, sorry. Amar Lei Abaye L'Rav Yosef, meaning not that one, but the one a little bit higher. Let's say six lines up. Amar Lei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. Neimar Rabbanan de Pliya Aleha de Rabbi Yehuda. Should we say that the Rabbanan who argue on Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the Rabbanan that we just quoted the second time, right, that hold that a Metzora does have to go to the mikvah on the morning of the eighth day, even though he went the afternoon on the seventh day, he still has to go on the morning of the eighth day to go to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe Kim Ben Zoma Sfir Lehu, maybe they hold like Ben Zoma, right, and that who says that this Tevila that of going to the mikvah before going to the Beis HaMikdash is Daraisa. And the fact that they're arguing about a Metzora to teach you how strong Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is, that even a Metzora who went last night does not have to go in the morning. Or maybe Shani Metzora did Aish Betuma. Or no, maybe they were talking about a Metzora to teach you that it's different, because what the Metzora has been Tame for the last 7 days, and therefore their halacha that he has to go to the mikvah again in the morning is only by a Metzora who has already been Tame for 7 days, and therefore has not been careful, is not accustomed to being careful around Tum and Tara. So Amalei said back to them, Shani Metzora did Daish B'Tumah. Sure enough, it's specifically because of Metzora, but it's not that they hold like Ben Zoma, and it's specifically specifically by a Metzora who was Tame already, and we want him to make sure to go to the mikvah, even though, because he's not going to be careful in between the seventh night and the eighth morning. Amar Lei Abaye L'Rav Yosef. Now, second one. Tevila zu. This tevila, this going to the mikvah that we talked about, chotzeitzo eino chotzeitz. Does a chatzitza mess it up? Normally, you go to the mikvah, you can't have anything interspersing between the person's body and the water. But let's say, what about this tevila? It's not really a tevila. I mean, it's not really a tevila. If you look at as Machlokas Rashi Tosos in terms of who we're asking on, Pashut Pshat, we're asking on Rabbi Yehuda, right, who says it's only a srach tuma derabanan, srach tevila, right? It's only the din derabanan that it's just to remind the Kohen of maybe any previous tuma that he had. But Tosos says it's also according to Ben Zoma. Okay, either way, does a chatzitza, is that halacha relevant? Right? Because even it's relevant by normal tevilos, is it relevant here as well? So Amalei called the tikkun derabanan came to Araisa tikkun. Yeah, and everything is just like the Chazal instituted halachos, just like the dinam deraisa. So therefore, since a chatzitza would mess up a tevila deraisa, it will also mess up this tevila, which is derabanan. Amar Lei Abaye Rav Yosef. Rabbi asked Rav Yosef the following question as well: Bia b'miktash shmei bia olo, is coming to the Beis HaMikdash partially, half, right, miktas, a little bit, does that require Is that considered bia? Is that considered coming into the Beis HaMikdash? And would that require going to the mikvah? So he said back to him, well, bahonos yochichu. The bahonos, the thumbs and the big toes, right, of the metzora, right, that's really the thumbs, yeah? That'll prove that, yes, coming into the Beis HaMikdash a little bit, right, does require a tefillah, because she ain't bias by mikdash b'tanya metzora tovah o mibishar nikanor. Right, then sure enough, the metzora isn't exactly a good example of this case, that someone comes partially into the Beis HaMikdash, and we see that sure enough, he does, in fact, have to go to the mikvah. Okay, another question, what about, is a guy allowed to make a very long knife and shecht a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, even though he himself is outside the Beis HaMikdash? I mean, and therefore not go to the mikvah before he does this avoda. So the Gemara says, Tiboy the Benzoma, Tiboy the Rabbanan. You can ask on both shitas. The Rabbanan, the Pligale, the Rabbi Yehuda. You can ask Benzoma, you can ask Rabbi Yehuda. Obviously, you can ask the Rabbanan or you want Rabbi Yehuda by Mitzora. Obviously, Rabbi Yehuda himself is going to say that he does not require it. But the other two, what's it called? I take it back. Rabbi Yehuda. It's not going to be a question on Rabbi Yehuda. I'm not sure. I mean, still, Rabbi Yehuda would say, right, okay, if he's going to say that a Mitzvah doesn't require it, okay, I'm not sure what Rabbi Yehuda would say now that I think about it. I just knee-jerk to say that Rabbi Yehuda is not part of the Shaila here, because the Gemara doesn't include him. I assume that he would say he does not need the Tefillah, but okay, I can't, my head is not working right now, but either way, you can ask the question to Ben Zoma, who says that it's right. Obviously, that the tefillah is from a kavah chomer, and he definitely has to go do the mikvah. And you can also ask the shaila if it's true that he has to go to the mikvah or not, if he's taking a long knife and shechting. According to the chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, that said before, right, that only it's only a mitzvah who has to go before going to the Beis HaMikdash, not anybody else. So how does that logic work out? So Tibar the Ben Zoma, you can ask according to Ben Zoma, Ad kan lo mechayev Ben Zoma el legavoy. Up until now, Ben Zoma only said that you have to go to the mikvah if you're mamish going inside, right, going inside the Beis HaMikdash. Alba levroy, but if you're outside, like in this case, so lo, so maybe you wouldn't need a tefillah. Odom, or maybe, asilam shuchay, maybe you will end up getting drawn after, you end up getting pulled in by your knife. Not really, but it means that if your knife is in there, so then maybe you yourself will come to go into the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you go to the mikvah. And the Chachamim, you can also ask according to the Chachamim who say who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, because Ad kan lo kamei Rabbanan hasam deluk avin avoda. Because the Chachamim say that someone who's not a Mitzora doesn't have to go to the mikvah, so that's only if he's not doing avoda. But over here, the kavin avoda, but he's doing the shechita, so then lo, so maybe they would not say that you don't have to go to the mikvah, i.e., he might say that you would have to go to the mikvah. So you go, oh, loshna, or maybe it makes no difference what you're doing. The Chachamim say that only a Mitzora has to go to the mikvah, nobody else. So it says, Teku, Tishbi, Tarts, Kushu, Zubayos, right? Maybe Elio Novi can get here soon also and clean up this rocket fire. Alright, anyway. Chamesh Tevilos, Vasar, Kedushin, Tovel, we said in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol goes to the mikvah 5 times and washes his hands and feet 10 times. So turn our bottom with under a braisa. Chamesh Tevilos, Vasar, Kedushin, Tovel, Kohen Gadol, Mekadesh, Bobayom. Kohen Gadol does this 5 and 10. Right? Vekulan, Bekodesh, Bebesa, Paruva. All of them were done in the holy area in the Beis HaParva, right? Like we discussed previously. Chutz Merishona Shaisa Vachul Al Gabe Sharamayim. But except for the first one, right, that was on top of the gate of the water, right, that was outside the boundaries of the Beis HaMikdash. Uvitad Lishchoso Haisa. Man, that was near where his Lishcha, where he slept, right? Because he would go there right away in the morning. Amar Abaye Abaye Sed Shmamina Ein Itam. That's apparently the place where the water flowed down from the mountains into the Beis HaMikdash. And obviously, since water flows down, so that has to be higher than where the Beis HaMikdash was. So apparently, Abaye says, Shmamina in Eton, this place was Gavo Mekarka Azara Esrim Vishalosh Amos. Apparently, you see that it was 23 Amos above the gate, the ground of the Azara, of the courtyard in the Beis HaMikdash. Titznan, how do you get to there? So, not the most complicated math, even though we've had some complicated math already, but not so complicated math. The Mishnah says, all of the gates that were there were 20 amos tall. V'rachman Ezer amos and 10 amos wide. Chutz Mishal Ulam, except for the one by the Ulam, right? That one was 40 amos tall and 20 amos wide. Okay. V'tanya went under the right. V'rachas b'zirah b'mayim b'mei mikvah kol b'sar b'mei mikvah. Right? He has to wash his body in the waters of the mikvah. His kol b'saro, all of his body. Right? Mayim shekol gufa ole b'hen. And that's, we learned how much do you need for a mikvah. You need water that a person's entire body will go in there. V'kamehin, how much is that? Amala amah. If you remember, we had this in the Pesachim. We even had this in Erevin as well. Right? Amala amah. Barom Gimel Amos, it's 1 by 1 by 3 Amos, again, I guess cubic water, I don't know how you say that, but an area that's 1 by 1 by 3 Amos filled with water. Mishiro Chachamim Mikvah Arbaim Sa, and Chachamim said that's 40 Sa, I mean, that's how big a mikvah has to be. So therefore, you see, the gates were 20 Amos tall. The mikvah has to be 1 by 1 by 3 so therefore, right, if he's doing a tevila on top of the what's it called, right, the Beis HaParva, so you see that there must have been 23 amos tall. Right, again, if you look at Rashi, right, Kamidas Gova Sharamayim Uvinyan Kli Shal Shalosh Amos Milamala Lachzik Arbaim Sa. Right, you need the 20 amos gate. Right, again, if he's going on top of the Sharamayim, as we said, not the Beis HaParva. What did I say? The Beis HaParva? No. I mean, the proof is from the last tefillah, the first tefillah that he does every single day. Right? He goes to the Sharamayim, the gate of the water, and does the tefillah on top of it. So if the Sharamayim, the gate, is 20 amos tall, a mikvah is 1 by 1 by 3, therefore that's an extra 3 amos, and therefore that's 23 amos. Tosos asks the obvious question, anybody ever played Tetris? Right? 1 by 1 by 3, right, that doesn't mean it's standing up, right? Who says that the 3 has to be what's, you know, the vertical height of the mikvah, right? Why don't you just do it, you know, the 3 can be the length of the mikvah, and do the 1 by 1, right? You can lie down, right, and then go to the mikvah that way. So Tosafot says that because on Yom Kippur, right, we want to make sure that the Kohen Gadol exerts himself as little as possible. So apparently, that would be more difficult for him to climb into, let's say, a bathtub, than to kind of just, you know, if standing at the top of it, steps in, steps out, right? Dunks, comes out, pulls himself out. Apparently, there would be more work for him to get into to lie down, etc. Right? An interesting shiloh. Okay, either way, but Lamaisa, that's how he knows it's 23 amos, right? From the gate plus the mikvah. The Gemara says va'ika ama tikra va'ama maziva. So the Gemara says, one second. If you ever see a fish tank, right? You don't just have water, right? You need walls around it, right? If you're going to have 40 sa of water, which is a decent amount of water, so you need at least an ama on top, right, to make sure the water stays in, right? V'ama ma'aziva and ama on the bottom, right? You need to surround the water with you know, concrete and stuff. So what, you're just like, what, that water is like suspended, like in thin air? Like, where do you get to that math? Sikumar says, Sharam de Beis HaMikdash came to Shisha Ninu b'mashu of delay. Since the gates of the Beis HaMikdash were made out of marble, apparently you could make marble, apparently is very, very good for insulating water, I guess. So apparently they were able to use just a tiny little slab, and that would be enough to make sure the water stayed in. Okay. The Gemara says, Vayika hayich mashu. Okay, but what about that little small amount? Why so simply came into lo have amsa lo choshivlei, right? Since it didn't add up to an ama, so we don't count that, and therefore it was 23. I guess it was 23 plus a little bit, but he called it 23 amos. Right? Parsu Southern Shalbut, they spread a linen sheet between the Kohen Gadol and the people when he went to the mikvah. Ma'ishna Shalbut, why did they do it out of linens? Because the Amar Rav Kana, like Rav Kana says, another Mishnah we're going to see in a couple of days. Kedeshiyakir Shavuot Zayom Big Day Boots. Right, they use this linen sheet, so the Kohen Gadol should remember that he has stuff to do today with linen. So Achanami, so over here, right now, Shiyakir Avodah Zayom Big Day Boots. So too, he should recognize in this scenario that yeah, he has got some avoda to do in the linen bigodim again, because if a Kohen Gadol usually wore the big days off to do avoda, but today, obviously in Yom Kippur, we don't wear it for the entire avoda. Okay. Pashat nasa new Mishnah. Pashat yarad v'tavel alav v'nistafeg. Right, again, this is basically play by play going to the mikvah. Right, he got undressed. He went to the mikvah. He went into the water. He got up. He dried himself. Hevi lo b'dezav v'lavash. He put on the golden clothing. Right, all of the begadim, and he wore them. V'kidesh yadav v'ragalav, and he washed his hands and his feet. Hevi lo zatame. They brought in the korban tame. He cut it Umerek acher shchita yado, another coin completes the shchita. Kibas adam izrako, and the coin gadol takes the blood and he sprinkles it. Nichnas alach to keteres shel shachar. Then he goes into burn the keteres in the morning. Lehitiv vesaneros, right, to prepare the menorah. Lahakri vesarosh vesaribarim. He goes back and takes the limbs of the animal to the korban tamid and brings them up. V'chavitim v'ayayin, right, he takes the wafers and the wine to pour on the mizbeach. Now the Gemara just, the Mishnah just deviates for a second to talk about normal ketores. And ketores shel shachar, just the standard ketores in the morning, has a kreva bein dam le'ivarim, avishino bein arbaim bein ayivarim le'nesachim. And just in parentheses almost, the Mishnah just points out that the ketores in the morning was offered between the sprinkling of the blood and the bringing of the limbs. And in the afternoon, it was after the limbs and the nesachim, the libations that came afterwards. So it was just delayed a little bit, and we'll talk about exactly why that's true. Now back to Yom Kippur. Im haya kohen gadol zaken o istanis, if he was old or he was kind of finicky, so mechamin lochamin matilin tachatzonein kedei she'tafig tzinasan, you can warm up some water. Right, the Pashto says this is Aaron. Rashi writes on Erev Yom Kippur. Right, you can warm up some water in Erev Yom Kippur. You pour it into the mikvah. Right, that would kind of phase out or take out the chill out of the water, right? And then he could go to the mikveh without without any issue. Amrua Rabbanan Kameder of Papa, Rabbanan said in front of Papa, had the local Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir. The Ikar Rabbi Meir came with Amar Trei Kedushi Alavisha Avid Lahu. Right, Hachanami Leavid Trei Kedushi Alavisha. Right, Rabbi Meir, as we're going to see, says that the Kohen Gadol has to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. He has to wash his hands and feet twice every time he puts on the begadim. But in this Mishnah, it doesn't say that, right? It's only once. So therefore, meaning so the Lechora, right, it should have, right, if it was Rabbi Meir Shita, right, it should have said twice, but it doesn't say that. So therefore, it must be against Rabbi Meir. So Rav Papa said back to the Chevra who were shmoozing with him, he said it's not true. Bein the Rabbana, bein the Rabbi Meir, right? Chad Apshita, Afshita the Bidei Kodesh V'chad Alabisha. Really, according to the Chachamim and Rabbi Meir, right, he does one Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim when he takes the clothes off, and one when he put it back on. So Lechora, when he puts the clothing on for the first time, right, he only needs to do one because he's not taking the Bidei Kuna off. Right, so that's the same sheet as Rabbi Meir. What's the machlokas in terms of the other kiddush yadayim v'raglayim later on? So machlokas is like this: Upashat v'rachatz of lavash, takes his clothes off, he washes himself, and then he puts them back on. Rabbi Meir savar makish pshita l'levisha. Rabbi Meir holds that the pasuk connects the taking off of the clothing and the wearing of the clothing. Right? Just like when you put on the clothing, right, you put them on and then you do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you wash your hands and feet. So too, when you take it off, so you take it off first and then you wash the hands and feet. The rabbanan say no. Makish pshita levisha. They agree that you connect the taking of the clothes off and the wearing of the clothes and putting them on, but they learn differently. Malavisha kishu lavush makadesh, just like when you put the clothing on, you wash your hands and feet when you're already dressed. So apshita kishu lavush makadesh, right? So too, when you're taking the clothes off, so then you should wash your hands and feet when you still have the clothing on you, right? When you're still dressed. So amru later abana lar papa, so they said to our papa, well, me, what's this amru sachi? You can't say that, right? It's not, just simply not true, right? That Rabbi Meir doesn't, again, what did he answer? He answered that by the first tzvila, Rabbi Meir doesn't require two kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, right? It was really just because he's putting on the clothing, he only does it once. That was how we reconciled and said that this is really could be Rabbi Meir's shita. Problem is, he doesn't say that, right? V'atani v'lenten abraisa parsu sadim shalbut beino leveino am. Right? They spread this linen cloth between the kohen gadol and everybody else. Pasha v'yarev v'taval. He goes down to the mikvah. He goes to the mikvah. Olav and estafeg. Right, he goes up, he dries himself. Have you the bigdei zav v'lavash? He puts on the golden clothing and the bigdei zav, and he wears them. V'kidei shadav v'raglav. Right, then he washes his hands and feet. Rabbi Meir says that no, padash v'kidei shadav v'raglav. First, he undresses before he goes into the mikvah. He washes his hands and feet. Yarev v'tava olav in his tafek. Right, goes to the mikvah, goes, dries himself off. Have you the bigdei zav v'lavash? V'kidei shadav v'raglav. And he washes his hands and feet again. So you see clearly that by the first wearing, Rabbi Meir says very clearly that he has to wash his hands twice. So Amar lo, Sir Papa said back to him, so okay, itanya tanya, enechanami. Then if that's what it says, so then I'm mistaken. And really, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Meir because he clearly says that the Kohen Gadol, the first Levisha, has to wash his hands and feet two times. One when he gets undressed, and once when he puts the begadim on again. Okay, Shkoyach Kodor Rabosei. Well, not again, but once we put the Begadim on. All right, Shkoyach Kodor Rabosei. Have a great day or night. Depending on where you're listening to this, have Besaros Tovos.